This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am your host today, David Knight, and Alex is going to be joining us in the later in the program live from England. He is in Europe investigating the globalist takeover of Europe, and of course, it's not just Europe that they're going to take over. They are globalists. They're taking over everything. We can see that with the transatlantic, the trans-Pacific partnerships, but specifically, Alex is going to be looking at what's going on in some of those countries there. So he's going to be joining us live. We've already had a report from him. Paul Joseph Watson is also going to be joining us live later in the show. Now, in the last segment, I was talking about the people in Georgia. They have ALEC writing their laws for them in many cases. This is a corporation, a lobbyist group that has the corporations write the laws for them. They just fill them out. And then if somebody has the audacity to print or to put the laws online, this man is getting sued now by the state of Georgia, saying that they have violated, that he's violated their copyrights. If you want to know how rampant corporatism is, however, take a look at this article from Free Thought Project. SCOTUS justices, that's the Supreme Court justices, rule in favor of companies that they own in 90% of the time. Three Supreme Court justices did not recuse themselves from cases in which they held stock in companies interested in the outcomes. Nearly 90% of the time, they sided with those businesses that filed friend of the court briefs. Now, understand we've had Clarence Thomas, who used to be a corporate lawyer for Monsanto. We have Kagan, who did not recuse herself from Obamacare anytime, even though she was intimately involved in writing the law. We've got Ginsburg and Sotomayor, who had been gay marriage activists. They did not recuse themselves. Why is all this important? Well, it's important because they're not supposed to have an opinion already. They're not supposed to be putting their opinions out there like elected representatives. They're supposed to be concentrating simply on the legal facts. That's what they're supposed to be deciding on. They're not supposed to have already picked a side in this or be subjected to this. But, you know, we really have just two branches now of the judiciary. We've got the echo chamber, like this, and we also have the star chamber, the FISA court, as I mentioned in the last segment. Of course, the FISA court is not even really a court. It's a single judge. There's no adversarial argument there. There's no jury. And there is no publishing of the results of the finding of the judge. They maintain in many cases, like the Supreme Court does, that they are modifying our Constitution. I disagree with that in both cases, but it's even more egregious in the case of the Star Chamber, the FISA court, because they didn't even tell us what these supposed modifications to the Constitution are. But in the Supreme Court, what we see over and over again is simply an echo chamber. Here's a couple of instances, however, of the corporatism that's there. Cisco Systems, we have Breyer, who had a $100,000 stake in it. That seemed to affect some of his votes, as they point out. Roberts, with a $15,000 stake in a company called BioSig, they did not recuse themselves from these cases. And as I point out, in 90% of the time, 8 out of 9 times, they voted for the people that they had financial interests in. How do you think Hillary Clinton is going to vote when she's given all this money by these big corporations, tens of millions, hundreds of millions by the time they get to the election? Jeb Bush, same way. All these politicians, the same way. And, of course, now one of those groups is the prison corporations. The prison industrial complex is getting its hooks into Hillary Clinton. Maybe that's why you've got these articles like this one from the American Mirror showing that nobody is showing up or pulling off the stakes here for Young Americans for Hillary Party. This is at a college thing. You've got a poster here. It says, young people, you can cut Hillary swag. You can get pizza. You can get political discussion. Well, I wonder why nobody's taking them up on that. Another picture here from campusreform.org showing a college Democrat event where there's only 2 rows of seats in the entire auditorium. Yeah. People are starting to wake up to the phony campaigns of Hillary Clinton, of Jeb Bush, of our political royalty. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed. And just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I want to get to some good news. We have a lot of bad news, and we're going to give you some more bad news coming up later in the show. But let's talk about some good news. We're going to talk about some vaccine bills that were killed. We're going to talk about some movements in London to try to open up transparency. I mean, you've got people in Georgia being sued because they posted Georgia laws are being sued for copyright violations, believe it or not. I mean, this is coming right on the heels of our Safe and Accurate Labeling Act out of Congress. Of course, that has not passed. I want people to understand you can still fight this. You need to fight it with your senators. But it did pass through the House. A very cynical piece of legislation, basically calling it accurate labeling when they are going to prohibit any labeling of GMO in your food. They call that Safe and Accurate Labeling Act. That's how cynical they are. But we're going to get to some good news here from London, possibly. I think it's a good idea whether or not it goes through there. Before we do, just want to let you know that this hour of the Alex Jones Show is made possible by the products that we sell at InfoWars Life and InfoWarsStore.com. This segment is brought to you by clean water. Clean water that you can get for yourself. Clean water that you can filter. You can take the fluoride out. You can take the glyphosate out. You can do it for yourself, for your family. From fluoride to birth control chemicals, we're constantly being bombarded by toxins in our tap water. That's why Alex and I both use ProPure water filters from InfoWarsStore.com. I want to tell you about another special we're giving to listeners that will expire in just 4 days. Get the new ProPure water pitcher that filters fluoride for 20% off until the end of June. While supplies last, this filter can be used for travel, and again, it filters fluoride. You can get that at InfoWarsStore.com and get 20% off today. It's very important to have something that you can take with you for clean water, because that's when you're going to really not know what you're getting. Usually, if you're at home and you're on a well, you need something to take out the glyphosate that's probably going to be in the aquifer. When you're traveling, you want to be able to get the toxins that are put out in the municipal water supplies. Again, you can get that at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get 20% off of that travel filter, special just for the next 4 days. Now, in terms of taking control of our life, okay, some good news on the vaccine front. Of course, we've got bills all across the country trying to take away our exemptions. That's what they call it, exemptions, because, you know, everything nowadays is mandated unless expressly permitted. See, that's the America of the 20th and 21st century. It used to be that we lived in a free country. It used to be everything was permitted unless expressly prohibited. But now we have turned that upside down. Agencies like the FDA, everything is prohibited. If you're a terminal patient and you want to try some experimental treatment, that's going to be prohibited to you unless they expressly permit it, especially if it's some kind of a treatment that is not being provided by big pharmaceutical companies. But when they look at vaccines, they say, well, we're going to give you exemptions. We'll give you a religious exemption, whatever. No, we have informed consent. You need to have our consent before you put stuff in our bodies. It's just that simple. That's where I'm drawing the line. That's where a lot of people are drawing the line. This is really going to get quite bad if they get serious about trying to enforce this, because a lot of us are not going to stand for this. But in many places, it's been defeated. These kind of bills, even though they passed in California, they've been defeated in Texas. They've been defeated now in Mexico. A bill seeking to take away a parent or guardian's right to religious exemption to keep their children from being forced to receive immunization was just defeated in New Mexico. Now, of course, they come for the children first, don't they? We've got to do it for the children. We've got to do it for your safety, for security, for national security. Except none of these things ever deliver. And, of course, the approach that they're using all across the country, it isn't as if they have some kind of a legislative agenda that's been created by a pharmaceutical industry, is it? Like we were just talking about with Alex, with ALEC, A-L-E-C, the American Legislative Exchange Council. Isn't it funny how this just appeared all of a sudden, all across the country? It's almost as if somebody's writing our laws, isn't it? Like Agenda 21, or like the drug war itself, which was written in detail by the United Nations 10 years before Nixon declared the war on drugs and put out the four schedules of drugs. That was all written down to the letter by the United Nations. That's why they're jumping in and having fits about decriminalization in Colorado and Washington and other places, because that's their law. They think that they own us. They write these laws, and so now we have these mandatory vaccine laws that are being introduced all across the country. But this particular one would have prohibited parents from opting their children out of allowing the government, this is the way they put it, would have prohibited them from opting out of allowing the government to administer immunization shots to their children. Now, this is something in this particular bill that was extremely bad. It even included homeschool kids. Even in California, they didn't include homeschool kids. And that might be one of the reasons that they got away with it. Don't worry. They're going to come after the homeschool kids next. And as soon as they got that passed in California, Dr. Pan, the senator who pushed this through, the guy who's a highly paid, who's received a lot of money from, guess who, the pharmaceutical industry, he immediately started pushing it in other states, but also saying we now need to move to adults. And they'll move to particular careers, people who are working in healthcare, people who are working in rest homes, and then it'll just be universal. And if you don't do it, you're going to be ostracized into some kind of a ghetto. But of course, this has been defeated in New Mexico, and that's a good sign. Something else is coming along. something called blockchain. Now, if you know anything about Bitcoin, and I don't know a great deal about it, so I'm not going to talk a great deal about it. But at the center of Bitcoin is something called blockchain. It's a way to audit. It's a way to verify to the authenticity of these exchanges. And so it's a audit trail. It's transparent and it's distributed so that everybody can look at it. But it also provides a level of anonymity. And so a lot of people have started looking at it and saying, maybe this is going to be, as you see this article here, a new model of governance. Maybe we could use this to, as another level, to verify that the elections aren't rigged, or that the financial transactions in the city of London, for example, aren't rigged, because we've seen massive scandals there. Remember the LIBOR exchange, the London Interbank Exchange rates, the things that set the interest rates for your home, for your car. If you've got a variable rate interest loan, that's tied to the LIBOR exchange. They've been manipulating that. Surprise, surprise. Just like they manipulate currency, just like they manipulate commodities, they manipulate that. They even had a little scheme going with some of these things where they were trading it, kind of like if you ever saw the movie The Sting, where they've got that horse race set up, and they've got it delayed so they know who the winner is, and they place their bets and they give a false tip to somebody. You know, it's, basically it was that type of thing. They had that also running. We've got a candidate, somebody named George Galloway, who is running for the mayor of London. This is somebody that we've talked to before. He's a politician in London. We talked to him about his investigation into Enron and Ken Lay. He was of the opinion that Ken Lay was not dead, that he had essentially fled to South America like Hitler was living a secret life there. He is running in London for mayor. And he brought in Max Keiser and has an idea about how they might use blockchain to make things more open, more transparent, more honest, to monitor the city of London. I want to play you a little bit of this On the Street report about his campaign.
George Galloway, what is your priority when you first, if you are elected, into the mayor's office?
I'm going to send this man into the square mile, into the city of London,
to tell
them that the party is over. Oftentimes, governments appoint a czar, education czar, crime czar. I don't have a czar. I don't like czars. I have a Kaiser. And his level of financial literacy has already got the city slickers knocking at the knees, because they know they can't pull the wool over his eyes. The second thing I'm going to do is begin a process for the abolition of the City of London Special Police Force, which has completely failed to arrest a single banker. Not a single one has been arrested, convicted of malfeasance on a gigantic scale. But of course, there's a big, big set of issues. Housing, the housing crisis, crisis of poverty amongst children, the people crammed like sardines onto baking ovens.
Okay, so he starts to get into some of the local issues there and things that they could do if they weren't getting ripped off by the billions by these crooks there. Understand that in the city of London, it's about a square mile or whatever. It's where the big financial offices are. They've got their own special police force. It's kind of a separate jurisdiction there, just like the Vatican. Just like the Vatican has its own separate police force. So, good luck to him. I'd like to see them shake that up. And I thought it was pretty cool. He said a lot of people have their czars. I've got my Kaiser, Max Keiser. It's an interesting idea. I'd like to talk to Max sometime about blockchain and exactly how that works, how that would bring transparency and still keep things somewhat anonymous, how it could be used in monitoring voting, for example. A lot of people are talking about that. There's been a slew of articles this last week on that. Now, of course, this last few days, Obama has been going through Africa. Remember when Bilderberg said a couple of years ago that they had a special focus on Africa? I mean, this is part, in my opinion, of neocolonialism. They're basically sizing the place up, seeing who they can get on their side, who they can subvert, and who they can, which countries they can go in to confiscate their minerals. This is neocolonialism, in my opinion. But, of course, it's a tour that Obama is taking. He went into Kenya. And pull this clip up, guys. I want to play this clip where he goes in and he lectures the Kenyan president on gay rights. But this Kenyan president isn't having any of it. He kind of puts Obama in his place. And I think it's time we do that. There was an outrageous article that came up yesterday It was on the Daily Caller. Rob Dews had was talking about it in the quick 1 minute reports that we have about an anti-bullying conference that essentially became an LGBT recruitment aimed at middle school kids. It's absolutely outrageous what they did. And of course, we had bullying when I was in school, but it wasn't bullying from the LGB crowd. That's what we're going to talk about when we come back, how Obama was bullying the Kenyan president.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress, Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to be joined later in the show by Paul Joseph Watson. There's another Mark Dice video where he's talking to liberals, having them sign a petition to impose a 10% male privilege tax. That's up on the Drudge Report. Despite the fact he says that the gender pay gap is a complete myth. That's an article by Paul Joseph Watson and a video showing that petition from Mark Dice. We're going to talk about that with Paul Joseph Watson. But, of course, that's part of the agenda. A huge part of the agenda, of course, is the agenda to sexualize our children, to change the family. And, of course, Obama took that agenda to Kenya. And the Kenyan president was having none of it. Let's play that clip of what the Kenyan president said to Obama.
Just like President Obama, I think we also need to be able to speak frankly about some of these things. And the fact of the matter is that Kenya and the United States, we share so many values. Our common love for democracy, entrepreneurship, value for families. These are things that we share. But there are some things that we must admit we don't share. Our culture, our societies don't accept. It's very difficult for us to be able to impose on people that which they themselves do not accept. This is why I repeatedly say that for Kenyans today, the issue of gay rights is really a non-issue. We want to focus on other areas that are day-to-day living for our people. The health issues that we have discussed with President Obama, these are critical. Issues of ensuring inclusivity and of women, a huge section of society that is normally left out of the mainstream of economic development. What we can do in terms of infrastructure, what we can do in terms of education, in terms of our roads, in terms of giving our people power, encouraging entrepreneurship. These are the key focuses. Maybe once, like you have, overcome some of these challenges, we can begin to look at new ones. But as of now, the fact remains that this issue is not really an issue that is on the foremost mind of Kenyans. And that is the fact.
Yeah, it's not like we have solved all of those problems that he mentioned. Those are all things that are glaring problems, things that government could help, in most cases, by getting out of the way. Instead, what they're trying to do, in the words of the Kenyan president that you just heard, is impose on people what they do not accept. And, of course, one of the ways that they do this primarily is through the schools. This is what the schools were designed for. If you go back and you look at the writings of Horace Mann and others, you'll see that that was what they wanted to create the schools for. They realized that their socialist experiments were not succeeding in the mid-1800s, and they said, well, the problem is that we need to get to the children at an early age. Every dictator has said this throughout history, going all the way back to Plato's Republic, where he basically wanted to destroy the family so that the only loyalty would be to the government. That would be the way they would control the people. They would not even know who their parents were. Perhaps we're pretty close to that today. When we send our children away to a government institution and have them spend most of their day there, do they really know who their parents are? Are they more connected to their peers than to their parents? Do they see the school and the government as the authority figures rather than their parents? Ask yourself that. You need to think about that in your personal life. I know it's a difficult thing. We have such a high tax burden. It has driven many people to have both parents, many families, both parents are working, even if you have a two-parent family. In many families, there's only one parent. It's extremely difficult. But I can tell you, if you can work with others, if you can find a way to take control of your children's education, to at least understand what is being taught to them, to know the teachers there, that you can't put a price tag on that. That is going to pay dividends in your life. And quite frankly, it's the only way you and your children and your grandchildren and their children are going to be free. Take a look at this story that was up on InfoWars.com. Again, came out yesterday. At an anti-bullying conference, middle schoolers learn about lesbian sex from the people who are presenting it there. This is in a small town. Only, well, it's less than 5,000 people, 4,690 people in a small Iowa town. Among the nearly two dozen speakers who are supposedly going to be there about bullying, only one attendee, only two addressed bullying, said one attendee. The rest of them were selling this. That's why. That and other things, like Common Core. That's why so many people are moving to homeschooling. There's an article from Common Watch talking about how in Virginia and other places, people are concerned that even the private schools, even the Catholic schools, are adopting Common Core because they want to teach to the test. Don't let them put that kind of pressure on you. Stay with us when we come back. We're going to have a replay of the Black Lives Matter. That's something that Solange said.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here, have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and Body Extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Extend your life with Extendo Bite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. It was less than a week ago that Salon came out with an article titled Conspiracy Theorists Have Hijacked the GOP. What happens when Trump, Cruz, and Carson start following Alex Jones's lead? What are they so upset about? Well, they say the GOP every day is continuing to follow the very fringes of political discourse, sounding eerily similar to the paleoconservative conspiracy theorists like radio host Alex Jones. And specifically, they're talking about this rally that was held back in May, the rally that we went to in Austin, taking the hashtag Black Lives Matter and pointing out the racist, genocidal history of Planned Parenthood. a history that Salon spends the rest of the article trying to deny exists. Yes, Black Lives Matter, all lives matter. Planned Parenthood has focused primarily on black lives and taking black lives from the very beginning. Here's that report again, just so Salon knows where we're coming from.
On this Monday, the 27th day of July, 2015, I want to look back a couple months ago to what happened on May 21st when myself, Jakari Jackson, and others simply tried to go down to the Planned Parenthood here in Austin, Texas, and point out that all black lives matter. That was a idea that Reverend Childress in New Jersey had already had for months, had already been doing with great success, and that we weren't even aware of. Mikhail Phelan had the similar idea. Great minds think alike. Necessity is the mother of invention. If we're going to have race war over 100 or so innocent black people that may get shot a year, that's a terrible number. That's a high number, too. But let's just say it's over 100. Then shouldn't we worry about the millions of blacks? It's over 18 million that have been killed since Roe v. Wade 42 years ago in 1973. Which is there to target blacks. So we go out there, and these demons just show up of all races, clad in black, to announce how they love Satan and love death and love dead babies. Now, I told you that years ago, I was involved quite a bit, and folks that watched me on Access TV 18, 19 years ago, you know, saw these reports, that I would go out and demonstrate and also cover others that were demonstrating at abortuaries just to draw attention to it. And not out of some goody-two-shoes angle or something. I understand you dehumanize babies, then it's old people, then it's veterans, then it's everybody. Euthanasia, you know, kill grandma, the whole nine yards. And I'm not some hypocrite on a high horse here. I've had girlfriends in high school and college that had abortions, and I repent for that. And not even from a religious perspective. I repent for devaluing human life. By the way, I wasn't for the abortions, but I didn't fight too hard to stop them. And my activity led to that happening. So let me just get that out there in the open. I'm not judging people that have had abortions. You were lied to. You were manipulated. Just understand, it's about eugenics. It's about lowering human life. And something I've told people for years, China comes and grabs women, does a cesarean, waits till they're 8-9 months pregnant, keeps the baby alive. This is really secretive stuff, but it's leaked. And then kills the baby, and then folks fly their kids into Japan. They fly the organs into Japan right after they're removed, sometimes in a mobile van. Also prisoners as well. And then you get the, quote, fresh organs, is the Chinese translation from some of the brochures. Well, Planned Parenthood here domestically is getting corneas, is getting livers, is getting lungs, heart, kidneys. You can get 100, 200 grand per kidney. You can get 300 grand for a heart, 300 grand for a liver. And then these are put in people's sick children. But the point is, you pay $300 to $400 for an abortion, maybe more for a partial birth. And you know, here's this woman a few weeks ago, famously the director of medical services for Planned Parenthood, a high-level person that works for the Obama administration official as well, just bragging, drinking wine. You know, we get a lot of money for these baby parts, and we don't want folks to know about that while she slurps wine. And, of course, there's another angle to this. In a sick way, and I'm not endorsing abortion, at least some life is coming out of the kids that are being killed in that their organs are being sold. But do you really want a baby to die so that you can live? Maybe you do. But regardless, folks having abortions need to know you should be being paid, not the other way around. But that's how these wicked operations operate. Of course you're getting screwed when you kill your baby. So think about it. Think twice. Or for God's sakes, use contraception and don't get pregnant. Don't use abortion as birth control. I think that's what I'm trying to get at here. When I would go demonstrate against abortion clinics many years ago, people would walk up and say, I'm going to kill you. I love Satan. Who wants these black people? We got to get rid of these weeds. Margaret Sanger, of course, said that on record. And then I just watch them as this paragon of liberal lovey-doveyness, and they're the best people in the world, and they're so good. Just know that they're getting hundreds of thousands of dollars conservatively as the middleman shelling these organs. And she's talking about how to chop them up and keep the torso intact, because you can't tell the woman, hey, we're doing a cesarean. Don't look at this baby. We're going to take it over here to keep it, to then harvest it properly. Because you got to cut the ventricles. You've got to, cut the arteries of the heart. You've got to get the kidneys right, so they're deliverable. So there they are trying, because it'd be better for the woman to chop the baby up in small parts in the uterus. Once the baby's gotten larger, late second or third trimester, they're in there. I hate to talk about this, but it's just a fact. Not even properly butchering the child with big old forceps, ripping it out of you in an attempt to keep it intact to get those organs. And I mean, look, this could be a new business for these people that love Satan and death and all this. They're there paying for abortions to be part of the holy sacrament of Satan. Why not get paid? And then women can just, like a chicken farm or whatever, instead of a chicken being tortured in a little cage, you just, have the baby right there, and then you go in and you can get bids on who's going to pay you the most for your baby parts, for your blood type and stuff. So it's a new business opportunity, and I'm not being cynical here. This is not dark satire. I'm serious. You Satanists are going to get greedy, I believe, once you realize this is going on and want the money that you can get. So you're going to try to go find women you can get to get pregnant, as Satanists do, to then, obviously have children to be sacrificed. That's what real Satanists do. And they're going to go out and, basically start demanding in the market that you get hundreds of thousands of your fair share of the organ money. And that might actually bring out the fact that this is really a macabre exercise in evil. I think these little wannabe communist kids are just trying to be shocking and are attracted to evil like a moth is to flame. But the higher-ups at Planned Parenthood and others are truly demonic and evil. So that's the bottom line. Organ harvesting, trafficking, and you notice no mainstream media has covered this other than to whitewash it and to say it's isolated and no big deal. So here is that report on this Monday transmission. Then we're going to David Knight. Alex Jones assaulted by rabid communists. Here it is.
Kids.
I know something.
I pay all my money for that. I get three abortions on demand without apology.
Yeah,
and I'm going to hell.
Yeah, I still pay to kill babies though.
Really?
Oh yeah.
How do you get your abortions paid for?
I pay for them. Upwards of 50.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Wow, you must.
I raise money from the community for it.
Oh, you don't use your money.
multiply your efforts, huh?
Well, we're down here pointing out that all Black Lives Matter, all lives matter, and that the very people who want to literally wipe out Black Americans through Planned Parenthood on record are the ones trying to create this whole race war and garbage off some of these tragedies. So we're pointing out the real organized genocide with the documented proof. We're talking to a lot of great folks. Sir, give us your take on all this.
Yeah, I think that we're going to continue forward as a country. That we need to...
Chill. All right, we're just assaulted. Get the cops. Get the cops. That guy, we got the witness.
He's coming at me again right now.
Go ahead and punch him one more time. Go ahead. Move away from the street, man. You're going to get hurt. Move away from the street.
Bro, you got to chill, bro.
Your boy is attacking me.
Get out of here.
Get the hell out of here.
Your God's falling.
Hey, we have you guys on video.
Your God's falling. You're weak. Your God's weak.
Look at these clouds. Watch out. Watch out.
He grabbed the mic again.
Look at these clouds.
Hey.
He
grabbed the mic. Don't get the footage.
Hey, don't beat him up.
Yeah, we're trying to get these guys out of their parking lot.
Yeah, you got a lot of feet. Show this.
We're trying to get out of their parking lot.
Yeah, we got out of your parking lot. Hey, brother, we just got assaulted. We're just getting the evidence.
Get out of the parking lot.
All right, here you go. Get it. People ask me why I'm a Christian, why I talk about God. I don't mean these fake churches. I face the New World Order over and over again. They're all devil worshippers.
Yeah!
We know who they are, and we're sick of them.
You've been ousted.
We're sick of you hurting children, you filth.
We see you.
We see you as humanity's rising.
And
you shall not henpeck us and tell us to submit. We'll never submit to you. And humanity's rising.
She was the founder of the American Birth Control League and the publisher of its newsletter, The Birth Control Review. On a practical level, the relationship between Sanger and these elitists was basically a marriage of convenience. The result was that the American Birth Control League became the driving force behind the American eugenics movement. Eugenics would no longer just be a philosophy. Sanger and others like her were going to put it into practice.
We are paying for and even submitting to the dictates of an ever-increasing, unceasingly spawning class of human beings who never should have been born at all. Margaret Sanger, 1922.
Say that again. Who do you love?
Oh, my God. I love Satan, so f*** you.
And you're not Stalin supporter?
I can't. No, I'm not. I'm a anarchist,
sir. Where are you? Hold on, so there's not a Facebook with you saying you love Stalin.
Off of me. Go away.
I'm just asking.
Go away. Go away.
How many did I adopt? I kill my kids. Ultimately, your sympathies do not lie with Black people. They lie with your racist, white, middle-class agenda, and that's where it will always lie, and you will be destroyed holding that line.
You own that label. You are a misogynist. You are a misogynist.
Wait a minute, you marching a Black Lives Matter thing with a hammer and sickle? Is that you? Anyways, do you have any language skills other than cuss words? No, more pathetic than Gollum.
More pathetic than Gollum from Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. You don't want to talk?
Not to you.
You just want to block everybody else's microphones?
I don't want to talk to you. Why the f*** would I want to talk to you?
You sure came out here, and you sure made fools of yourself, so thank you.
Uh-huh.
out.
And again, that was the Marxist that the Planned Parenthood counter-demonstrating, as we try to point out that all lives matter, especially black lives, that Margaret Sanger and her organization specifically targeted. We're going to have Abby Johnson, who was a Planned Parenthood Employee of the Year back in 2009, just before she quit. Why did she quit and become a whistleblower? She saw an ultrasound procedure against a baby. She was told, oh, at this stage, they can't feel any pain. And yet she saw this baby withdrawing in pain. We're going to talk to her about her experiences with Planned Parenthood. We're also going to talk to her about the recent revelations about the selling of baby body parts. So she's going to be in studio with us tomorrow. If you want to know, if you want to learn about this racist, eugenicist, depopulation agenda, a great way to do it is to become a Prison Planet TV subscriber. Your subscription at $5.95 a month or at a discount, $54.95 for a year, gives you access to the nightly news each night as it happens. You have full access to all the archives, the radio program, as well as all of Alex Jones's documentaries. That works out, if you get it an annual membership, that works out at just 15 cents a day. It hardly supports our bandwidth, but it is a great way to support us to get that information out there. We make it available because we want you to use that information, the documentaries and other things, to wake people up. You can share that with 20 people each night. You can all watch the nightly news. You can have access to Alex Jones's documentaries. And before we go to break, I just want to let you know again about the ProPure filter that just has 4 days left on it. Again, that's the ProPure water filter that filters fluoride for 20% off until the end of June while supplies last. That's the portable filter. You can see that at InfoWarsStore.com. When we come back, we're going to take another look at the immigration issue. New California. Mass immigration is turning Virginia blue. We're going to talk about where those people are coming from. You might be surprised. Most of them are not coming from Mexico. We'll be right back.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to be joined in the next hour by Paul Joseph West. We're going to be talking about this Mark Dice man on the street, as well as the whole issue underlying it. He talks to people, asks them if they'll sign a petition to impose a 10% tax for male privilege. Another one of these reports. And, of course, it's California. You can find plenty of people to do things like that. Before we do, I saw this article today. New California, mass immigration turning Virginia blue. This is off of the Drudge Report. You need to understand where the open borders are coming from. I mean, there's a lot of different components to it. One of them, of course, is the fact that politicians, Democrat and Republican, realize that we have a North American Union. As Pelosi pointed out, it's just we have, you know, one group of people here, just happens to have one community, just happens to have a border running through it. We had Petraeus point out that what comes after America, North America, specifically ties it to NAFTA, which essentially created the North American Union. It's going to become more consolidated, for sure. Just as the European Union is becoming more consolidated, they're using the economic crisis. First, they create an economic trading group. Then they create an economic crisis. Then they use that crisis as a means to seize political control. We can already see this happening throughout Europe. That's why Alex Jones is going through Europe. He's going to be filing reports about what is going on in Europe, the globalization plan. But when we come back to this article about how Virginia is turning into California, you need to understand that this is weaponized, politicized immigration. This is not about ethnicity. It's not about nation of origin. That's why I don't like the way that Donald Trump has pointed out. He has hit a responding note with people because he has talked about what all of us realize is a problem, just the sheer magnitude of people coming in, regardless of where they're coming from, regardless even whether they're legal or illegal. The massive exporting of jobs at the same time that we bring in massive amounts of labor. It's going to increase unemployment. It's going to decrease our wages here. You can see it, for example, in Disney, the people that they brought in to replace their workers. They brought them in from India. They told them, train your replacements, and then you're fired. Get out of here. Okay? That was a visa program that was sold to people saying we need to bring in people who are technically, in a technical esoteric area, people that we can't, jobs that we can't fill here in America. Silicon Valley needs to bring in engineers and scientists who have a very narrow specialty. That's not the way it's being used by Disney. We see that everywhere. But look at this article about what's going on in Virginia. They say 3 out of 4 Virginia immigrants, 77%, are coming from either Latin America or Asia. They say, according to DHS, refugees issued admission slips in the United States. Of those, 75% came from 4 countries, Iraq, Burma, Somalia, Bhutan. Another 15% came from Iran, Sudan, Ethiopia, Eritrea, the Dominican Republic. You understand, the borders are open. The policy is to bring in as many people as they can from all over the world, because unlike any other country, we are going to make everything in the welfare state available to everyone. We're going to treat our immigrants, legal and illegal, better than we do our American citizens. We're going to give them diplomatic immunity when they commit crimes. We're going to do a catch and release. We're not going to export them. If we do deport them, they can come right back in and do that again. That's the thing that concerns Americans. It's no longer a melting pot where people come to America on their own volition because they want to be freer. No, we are attracting people. We are drawing people in because they want to get a welfare check in many cases. They're also coming in because the criminals are coming in because of the drugs. You know that giant sucking sound that Ross Perot talked about? Maybe that's people in America snorting cocaine. Maybe it's the war on drugs that's bringing the kind of violent crime that people are fleeing in Central and South America is going to import that into America. We have to look at the causes of this and not just the consequences. Stay with us.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, Infowars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com. Owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people, they're veterans, they're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, hdfirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show. You can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms. hdfirearms.com.